Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. Together we are for each other.
Wow, not bad for scientists, huh?
Woohoo! That was fantastic. Thank you.
What's the name of your band, John?
Critical Mass.
Critical Mass.
Yep.
And you've got tell me the other bands.
Okay.
Tell me the other bands. We have a great lineup.
Yeah. We have Grant Davis, 14-year-old singing sensation. Reminds me of myself when I was his age.
You can still remember back that far?
Sorry, Grant. Lenny Albejo, Smokin' Bulldogs that are going to do Beatles, their Beatles tribute band. Vince Pilcher, Ditch the Pilot, local kids that are just fantastic. Critical Mass, we mentioned them. Corey Dunn, who's a female solo vocalist. Todd South. From Reno Music Project, and Mary Kapagan.
Wow.
And a bunch of other...
What a fantastic lineup. This is MUHA, Musicians for Heroin Awareness, and they're going to be tomorrow starting at noon, all day till 8 o'clock, with lots of fun, silent auctions, face painting, just fun. Just show up, Victorian Square, at the Great Basin Brewing Company. Fantastic, guys. Okay, we're going to go out with some Eagles, okay?
All right.
Do some Eagles for us, and we'll go right into our break after this. I'll give you the signal, Sean.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees down the Seven Bridges.
That's Critical Mass.
Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome
Fantastic.
There are stars in the southern sky, and if ever you decide you should go, there is the taste of thyme, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road.
1270, 1270. The Buzz. Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop is a proud sponsor of San Francisco 49ers on 1270 The Buzz.
Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop is everything you need for safe and successful special events, property management, traffic control, and construction-related projects, no matter how big or small the job or event. Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop has a complete section of pneumatic equipment, hand tools, construction supplies, batteries, and electrical supplies for sale or rental. Plus, portable generators and lighting, pumps and dewatering equipment, traffic control, ADA pavers and masonry supplies, and light job site supplies like flashlights, hard hats, gloves, earplugs, rubber boots, safety vests, industrial rain gear, cleaning supplies, and more. Granite Construction Supply and Sign is your one-stop shop for the custom signs, tools, supplies, and support you need to do the job right.
For more information, log on to graniteconstructionsupply.com or stop by the showroom, 1055 Glendale Avenue in Sparks. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5. Granite Construction Supply and Sign Shop. Familiar name, much more to offer. Go Niners!
I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go.
Get ready for MUHA, Musicians for Heroin Awareness. Sunday, August 21st from noon to 8 at the Great Basin Brewing Company, we'll be rocking with the Smokin' Bulldog, Ditch the Pilot, Critical Mass, and more. We've got lots of silent auction items, including e-readers, a Callaway golf bag, gift cards from Safeway, Atlantis, and Shields, plus jewelry and art. So come on out for the MUHA at the Great Basin Brewery in Sparks, starting at noon this Sunday, August 21st. Go to jtnn.org for more information.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back. We couldn't have planned that any better.
That was pretty cool.
We just had Critical Mass here doing some, oh gosh, they were awesome. Eagles and Crosby, Stills and Nash for the MUHA coming up tomorrow, Great Basin Brewing Company. It's going to be a blast. I'm going over there. That's going to be great.
This man, what was his name again?
This was John.
Okay. Looks like my older brother who died 30 years ago. It was freaking me out the whole time he was here.
You were kind of white there, sitting there looking at him.
Yeah.
I wondered what in the heck. I thought
so
you were attracted to him.
I'm sitting here thinking, well, this is what my brother would look like with gray hair.
Well, good feelings, huh? Look at you. Your hair's all standing up on end.
They were very good.
Weren't they
great?
Yeah,
they were good.
That was amazing. I was watching the Crosby, Stills and Nash. I've seen them in concerts before.
Mm-hmm.
They sound
only
like
these guys are better looking.
Slightly,
Crosby,
yes.
Stills and Nash. That's going to be quite an event, and to take their time and do that for a heroin awareness here in our community is just phenomenal to me. I think it's just awesome.
And fortunately for all of us, I resisted the impulse to start singing.
Yes, thank God for that. Thank God
that
for
was
that.
Close.
Oh God! Well, that's going to be a great show tomorrow. They're going to raise a lot of money and have some fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the weather supposed to be?
Nice, hot. You know, this is when the weather gets real boring.
Sunny and hot, sunny and hot, sunny and hot, sunny and hot. I like that. So,
here's an interesting story. When the U.S. Postal Service printed 3 billion stamps last year, it thought was the image of the Statue of Liberty, the iconic symbol, you know, of freedom, keeping watch over huddled masses yearning to breathe free. That's our message with the Statue of Liberty. But a sharp-eyed stamp collector uncovered the truth of it. The image on the 44-cent stamp was a replica of the Statue of Liberty more than 2,000 miles away, keeping watch over throngs of sweaty Vegas tourists yearning to get rich.
What's the difference? How did he notice
that? Well, it's different because he could tell. I mean, he's a stamp collector. And the U.S. Postal Service on Friday confirmed that the image was of the statue of the New York Hotel and Casino.
Wow.
They got lazy.
They got lazy, yeah. And nobody knew it until the stamp collector noticed
but
it a few weeks ago.
Making an image of a replica, how would anybody notice? It's a replica.
It's not a replica because the Statue of Liberty has a different face for New York down there. It's not a replica of the Statue of Liberty in New York.
You mean the one in New York isn't holding up a dollar bill?
Yes, that is the one in New York. Dollar bill she just lost. Yeah, so a stamp collector came up across that. The stamp is a forever stamp, and it's equal to whatever. It doesn't go up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Vegas.
It was designed, reviewed by the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee, which endorsed it. But a stamp collector brought it to their attention, and yes, it's a fraud.
It's a fraud.
It's a fraud. No error on the artwork. It's not as if they were saying that this Lady Liberty wasn't a picture of the original lady. But because they use a replica of it too for their New York thing, but they could tell that it's not the real one. So there you go. You've got we've got 3 billion stamps with the Statue of Liberty from New York in Las Vegas.
There's another one somewhere, right?
Another one, what? Statue of Liberty?
I mean, didn't the...
You're talking the London Bridge?
Isn't
what
there
are you
like an
about?
Original one that the French made and kept, and then they made the big one and sent it over for us as a gift?
Oh, don't get complicated unless you can find
it's
that information. Well, look for it on the website.
Somebody call in.
Not sure about that.
Tell me the truth.
Call in. We need to know.
And London Bridge is in Arizona, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think
that's
it
right. It's a replica or is it the real thing?
I think they took it down, the original, and they moved it brick by... I don't know. Maybe not.
You're getting your stories mixed up,
I'm getting all mixed up.
Yeah, I think we're just dissecting your brain brick by brick this day. Also, last week, I wanted to talk about this and we didn't get a chance. But last week, online, a petition concerning Sesame Street's Bert and Ernie.
Oh, no.
Did you see that? It's a Facebook petition and it's asking that Sesame Street allow the two male Muppets who share a house and a bedroom to be married on the show. They want Bert and Ernie to get married if they're going to sleep together. Now, how far-fetched is this getting? They say that they're not asking that Sesame Street do anything crude or disrespectful. Here's what the petition reads. Only that they allow Bert and Ernie to marry or even add a transgender character to the show.
How can you have a transgender character when you don't have genitalia?
And how can
what
you do